The flame for the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens was lit today on the spot where the Games were born 2,780 years ago. The Games are returning to their ancient home for only the second time in the modern era. But with just 140 days to go before the Games begin in August, there are widespread concerns about security challenges and construction delays. Ed Hula is founder and editor of Around the Rings, an electronic newsletter that focuses on the business of the Olympics. He says organizers in Athens are rushing to make their deadline.
To their credit, the organizing committee in Athens has been able to mount dozens of test events at venues throughout the Athens region since last year. And they've gone generally successfully. They've had some problems at some, but problems are supposed to come up, so they know how to fix them. But still looming is this massive roof construction that's going on at the Olympic Stadium in northern Athens, for example. $160 million steel tubing and glass roof that's going to be supposed to be erected over the Olympic Stadium to provide some shade for the spectators and athletes where the track and field events will be held for the Games.
I guess it's a kind of a construction triage, and there's been a recent change in government in Greece. The Conservative Party replaced the Socialist Party that led the country for 11 years in elections on March 7th. And I take that there's a lot of finger-pointing going on right now about who's to blame and who's responsible for meeting or perhaps blowing these deadlines, and also the budget, which is much larger than projected.
There's fears today in Athens that the budget for the Games, the public budget for the Games, may exceed by 1 billion euros. It already was near the 5 billion euro mark for all of the construction, infrastructure, stadiums, other arenas needed for the Games. So far, there's not been a lot of finger-pointing. Before the election, there was a truce between the major parties that the Olympics would not become, if we say, a political football in the election. And they were largely kept out of the debate in a run-up to the vote. I think the government feels that it would be counterproductive to start laying a lot of blame at the feet of the former government. But what they are free to do is to decide to cut projects.
In order to meet this deadline, you know, time is not on their side. What's plan B? Working around the clock, getting help from other countries,
well,
all of the above?
Well, working around the clock. Extra shifts, that's what's being talked about for one of the rail projects that's still in the pending stages. It should be done within, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. But that all depends on the pace of work.
Today's flame lighting ceremony was used to test security measures that might be used later in the summer. Were there any problems there, and what are the big security challenges in Athens, particularly in just, you know, a few weeks after the bombings in Madrid?
The flame lighting in Olympia was held under the most intense security I've seen for, this is the third Summer Olympic flame lighting that I've attended. There were marksmen on the hillside overlooking the ceremony. Overall, the real challenge is in Athens for security is reacting to the unexpected. This is a huge event, bigger than anything Greece has ever hosted before. Greece is the smallest nation to hold the Games in this really modern era. So it's putting to task the forces of Greece.
Ed Hula, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Ed Hula is the editor and founder of Around the Rings. It's an electronic newsletter that focuses on the Olympics.